Earlier this week, we learned about the insane power and reach that TikTok can give you and your business. Katie Love from Love Social Media dropped some amazing tips on how to optimize your account, how to get your reach out there, and how to make just some very simple content that's going to attract your client. We're going to roll that into your social media bios. These are the very small areas of your social media accounts where you get to talk about who you are. There are not a lot of characters, meaning not a lot of space for not a lot of words. Think of your social media bio like the billboard of your social media. If you were to take out a billboard on the highway, would you put an entire paragraph? Would you put a whole like slew of your history and who you are and all these things? Probably not. And if you are, you're wondering why your billboards are not working. Well, I like to look at your social media profile bios like little tiny billboards on the internet. This is your opportunity to give a one or two liner to let people know who you are and what you do in this world. So what do you put in this bio? I've seen a lot of different people use it in a lot of different ways, but there seems to be a formula for the most successful bios. So grab your pen and paper, let's jot these down, and then I encourage you to spend some time just writing things out. There's always time to perfect. There's always time to adjust. And guess what? You're also a human and your business evolves, which means that sometimes this bio might need to evolve as well. So first and foremost, you have to let people know what you do. Like, who are you in this world? What is it that you do? In my case, I'm a branding and mindset coach. I have to let people know what it is that I'm doing. If people have no idea what you're doing, that means that they have to do the work to figure it out themselves. And let's face it, people's attention spans are not awesome these days because they want quick content. It's your job to educate them on who you are in this world. Next, we want to talk about who you serve. These are the people that you show up for. These are your clients. These are the ideal people that you want to pull in more of. For me, it's female entrepreneurs. So if you start to stream these things together, and don't worry about crafting a perfect sentence yet, we'll get to that in the end, but you want to just start jotting down, who is it that you serve? You might have three or four different ways that you say things, but you want to ultimately choose the one that resonates the highest. And total win, the more specific that you can get, the higher the engagement. The goal here is for your future customers to see themselves in your bio, meaning you do what they need and they fit the profile for who you do it for. And last but not least, the transformation. What problem is that target audience having and what solution do you give them? What transformation do they get? So for instance, taking overwhelmed female entrepreneurs into a place of abundance. I don't know. You have to talk about the problem so they can see themselves in your target audience. They're checking boxes here, right? As they're reading your bio, they're checking boxes. And then they see that you understand what problem they're having, and then you talk about how you help them solve it. So as they're going through this bio, they're like, oh my gosh, this person, I've been looking for her. I've been looking for this person to help me. Yes, I will follow. Yes, I will start engaging in her content. Lastly, you get to pull all the pieces together to create one cohesive sentence. If you look at platforms like Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, you don't have a lot of space. So making the most impact with the fewest words is really key. So for example's sake, I'm a branding and mindset coach for intuitive women who are ready to take their power back, expand their business, and feel like themselves again. Once you have this written, use it on all of your platforms. There's no need to change it for every one of them. Next time on the Gutsy Podcast, we are talking about limiting beliefs and stepping into your confidence. Until then, head over to lauraora.com where you can sign up for the Power Back course or sign up for a one-on-one Power Back session with me directly. Get social with me using @ thatLauraAura. And as always, until I see you next time, stay gutsy.